Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how are you doing today? I'm doing fine. Alright, today we're going to talk about how you can introduce better in English. I'm not felt ashamed of his weak English skills. His real name is not Ahmed. He felt ashamed of his weak English skills because he made many grammar errors in English. During a meeting with one of his foreign investors, Ahmed saw how this foreign investor viewed him as a business owner who did not understand English. A few days later, he sent me a message on WhatsApp and joined my one-on-one VIP English program. In just 6 months, Ahmed began to speak, read, write, and listen well and confidently in English. He started to use his English skills to grow his business outside of his country. Where would you like to develop strong English skills that can help your business grow outside of your country? These are the two ways I can help you. Join the one-on-one VIP English coaching program for VIP members and founders like you to develop strong English skills for your business within 8 months. And the second one, a premium English proofreading and editing of your top secret documents. In case you want to know more, kindly go to www.friendlylycoach.com/link. Kindly check the description of this business English podcast and you will see a link. Yes, a link. www.friendlylycoach.com/link. Tap on it to send me a message directly on WhatsApp. Kindly note that this is only for meetings and founders. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this business English podcast with your friends, family, loved ones, and business friends. Let's move on. Are you making no progress in improving your weak English? You will notice 1% to 5% progress in your English skills when you don't regularly take action that can help you improve your weak English skills. When I say regularly take action, I mean you don't speak with your clients, your partners, and investors in English. You don't try to read in English. You use translators to read documents, contracts, and emails every time. I mean you don't listen to your clients, partners, and investors in English. How can you make progress in improving your weak English skills? When you don't take action to improve your weak English skills, you can't develop strong English skills for your business. And so, if you say that you don't have time to improve your weak English, that means that you are happy to lose money because of your weak English skills. Taking action that can help you develop strong English skills once a week won't help you because you need more than that. Do you have to wait for 5 more years before you develop strong English skills that can help your business? When you are ready to take action regularly, you can develop strong English skills to grow your business. We can work one-on-one for 8 months to help you develop strong English skills to grow your business outside of your country. Struggling to use your weak English to negotiate deals? You find it hard to negotiate deals well in English even after you use every tip you see on YouTube and Instagram. Yet you still can negotiate deals well in English with simple sentences. Many times, you ask yourself, why can't I negotiate deals well in English? Just like other business owners. Why do I find it so hard to negotiate this confidently in English? If you are a business founder and you ask yourself these or similar questions, I want you to use the tips that I will give you today to improve how you can negotiate deals well in English with simple sentences. Alright? Looking for ways to develop strong English for your business. You'll be looking for ways to improve your weak English skills to grow your business outside of your country, to grow your business worldwide. You don't need to spend 50 hours, 50 hours every month to develop strong English skills for your business, but you don't know what to do to improve your English skills without spending 50 hours a month. You've been trying many ways to improve your weak English skills for more than 5 years. You've made 1% to 2% progress in your English skills, and your weak English skills are not helping your business grow outside your country. Would you like to learn 7 fast ways to improve your English skills for your business? After all, you have weak English skills because you don't know the English tips that can help you improve. You can use my 7 fast ways to improve your English skills faster. Also, you can get the 7 fast ways for free. All you need to do is to go to www.friendlycouch.com/link. Kindly check the description of this business English podcast. Alright, are you doing that? Good. Can you say www.friendlycouch.com/link? Tap on that link and you will say get free English tips, free business English tips. Tap on it. Okay? And put in your email address and your full name. Also, don't forget to check your inbox, your email immediately you put in your name, because you will get a message from me instantly. If you don't see it in your inbox, kindly check the spam or the promotion. You will see that, okay? Alright, let's move on. Develop strong English skills for your business is hard, said some medicine founders who have no step-by-step guides to speak English confidently. Who don't know how to improve their weak English skills, who sign up for 2,000 business English courses without using what they learned, who don't know step-by-step plans to develop strong English skills to grow their businesses worldwide. These medicine founders think about why they can't speak English with confidence. They think about why they can't read and deliver great speeches in English at events. They think about why they lose deals because of their weak English skills. They'll think about why they can't write and reply to business emails and documents in English. If your English skills are not helping you make more money, that means that they are making you lose money. Someone asked me if I could help him improve his weak English skills because he had spent a lot of money and made no progress. He joined my one-on-one VIP English program, and he followed almost every guide I gave him. In 8 months, he started speaking, reading, writing, and listening well in English to grow his business outside his country. Stop counting how many business English courses you joined. I need you to start counting how many deals you got with strong English skills. Tell me, how many? In case you can't count, if you can't remember how many deals you got with strong English skills, that means that you need to work on your English skills. Do you know that it's easy to improve your weak English? It's easy to improve your weak English skills within 8 months as a busy medicine founder by using this 1 hour live class weekly to improve your weak English skills faster, 10 to 15 minutes daily assignment to guide you on how to use your English skills to grow your business, 5 minutes daily video feedback from me to help you develop strong English skills faster for your business. You don't have to spend 10 hours a week learning how to develop strong English skills to grow your business. How long do you want to lose more deals because of your weak English skills? Nawaz wanted to grow his business, so he joined my one-on-one VIP English program and did 90% of the daily assignments I gave him. In 8 months of working with me, he started speaking confidently in English. He started negotiating deals well in English. When your English skills are not helping you make more money, they are making you lose money. Tell yourself the truth. Are your English skills helping your business make more money? If you are a Middle Eastern founder, always losing foreign deals and connections because of weak English skills, here are two ways I can help you. Let's talk one-on-one for 8 months to help you improve your weak English skills and grow your business. The second one is premium English proofreading and editing of your top secret documents in English. Are you tired of losing more deals because of your weak English skills? Kindly send me a message on WhatsApp. Go to www.friendlycoach.com/link to send me a message directly on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger. All right, I will give you my miscellaneous tips that I have here today. Okay, I will give you 4 tips that you can use to negotiate deals better in English. These tips are easy and they will help you if you use them. And the first one is learn 2 to 3 simple English words you use a lot during meetings. You know, there are some words that we use a lot during meetings. So in the business you do, I want you to learn 2 to 3 simple English words that you use a lot during business meetings. And the next one is use these 2 to 3 words a lot when you talk during meetings. And the next one is download an online English dictionary on your phone, tablet, or your computer to look up the meaning of words you do not know. Also, if you know an online English dictionary you can download that has both your native language and English, that will make a lot of sense. Because if you don't understand the meaning in English, you can go back to check the meaning of these words in your native language to help you understand better. And the last one is use the simple English words you already know when you want to negotiate deals in English. So it's not just about how big the grammar is. No. It's about how you can speak confidently when you negotiate deals so that you can make more money, so that you can grow your business. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode. I will love you and leave you. I want to say a big thank you to every one of you for joining me up to this moment. And in case you want to buy me coffee or support me, thanks a lot. You know, it takes some time to record a podcast and to edit. Yeah, to put together the thing and edit it. Anyway, I want to say thank you for all our listeners. I appreciate every one of you. All right, then, take care, and I'd love to leave you. Take care. Bye. Whoa, this has been awesome. Thank you. All right. I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to his son business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, error for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents, DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for Middle Eastern business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help Middle Eastern business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. Alright, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, friendlilycoach, write it together in small letters and add dot C-O-M. @gmail.com/LINK. You can also check the description of this podcast episode in the URL from lilykilsh.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me, and see you next time. Bye.